Andy Holdings Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Good morning and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, the April the 30th. I'm Andy Holding, going to be taking a look at a 7-race card from Garwin as we say goodbye to the back end of the jump racing and Punchestown. Of course, what a fantastic 5 days we had there. But it's flat racing all the way now, and we have the highlight in the shape of the 3:35 here today, which is a listed contest for the fillies. Not without a mention is the 4:05 as well, where five decent colts go to post. We've got some good maidens and handicaps alike, which make us up into a hopefully a competitive and productive afternoon's betting at Garwin. But without further ado, we move on to the teeth of the action with the 2:05, which is a mile maiden. One or two nicely bred horses and quietly fancied individuals, including Auckland from the Aidan O'Brien stable. He was a bit disappointed in the last day on his seasonal reappearance, but the ground might have been probably on the soft side for his liking on that occasion, so he perhaps might do a little bit better this afternoon, being a son of Galileo. Another one to mention, of course, is the Frankel filly Freema from the all-conquering Dermot Weld stable, and she looks quite confidently fancied in the market this morning, judged on the early activities. But the one I quite like here, I'm going to put up each way, is against the front two, is Bombacina from the Willie McCreary stable. Now, this filly just had the one run last season as a two-year-old, and she showed me plenty of promise behind a horse of Ken Condon's called Landfall, who, of course, went on to land a Group 3 contest on his final start of the season back at the same track. So that form of that race looks really solid. And given the way that Bombacina finished off her race down the centre of the track, the unfavourable part of the track as well that day, I actually upgraded her performance and put her in the notebook as a horse to follow as a three-year-old filly. And of course, Willie McCreary, her trainer, does really well with the fairer sex the older they get. Nicely drawn in stall number 3. Likely to be suited by the better ground here today at Garwin. I think around about the 5-1 mark. She looks solid each way material in the opener. On to the second race then, which is a 7 furlong handicap. Elusive Approach probably sets the standard, coming in off the back of several good runs so far this season, including that run the other day down in Limerick when just nutted in the closing stages by the fast finishing Shannon Soul, who literally jumped out of the ground with a furlong to run. I'm sure that she will go well, as always. But the two that I quite like both ran in the same race behind a Rapid Applause over 6 furlongs at Nace last time out, and they are Orangey Red and Midnight Mud Crabs. Orangey Red, she certainly ran as though 6 furlongs was just on the short side for her, as her form figures and previous profile suggested. Her two wins have both come on 7 furlongs, so that is definitely a positive in the right direction for her today. Hopefully that run would have blown away the cobwebs, and she's got a good record going right-handed as well. So I do think Orangey Red will go well. But the other one to mention, as I said, quite favourably this morning, available back around about 20-1, is Midnight Mud Crabs, who also ran in that aforementioned race at Nace, similarly to Orangey Red getting outpaced in the latter stages. This horse also is very much better over further. She also has won a couple of races over 7 furlongs, including one over course and distance, more importantly, here last season when she recorded a very fast time figure. She's also got a good draw as well, ran the inside in stall number 1. So with a good break, I certainly expect Midnight Mud Crabs to easily outrun her odds in the 2:35. On to the 3:05 then, which is a mile 1.5 furlong maiden. And you'd have to say that Bean Fessa sets the standard with a rating of 99, but it could well be that that is very much an inflated mark based on one or two performances in Pattern Company, which you often find with these Jim Bulger horses. So therefore, I'm going to pass her over in favour of Sansibar Jewel, who shaped really encouragingly first time up at Leopardstown in a decent maiden last season. The winner, White Satin Dancer, of course, was trained by Davey Watchman at the time and posted a really big speed figure on that particular occasion. So any horse that showed any amount of promise and that kept on well towards the back end of the race would certainly be going into my notebook, and this Zanzibar Jewel did exactly that, particularly if she was unfavourably drawn as well, right out in the wing in stall number 19. So she certainly ran as well as could be expected under the circumstances. Nicely drawn here, stepping up in trip and coming from a stable that does incredibly well here with their 3-year-old and older horse fillies. I'd expect Zanzibar Jewel to hopefully make a seasonal winning appearance. On to the big race of the day then, which is the extended mile one listed race for the fillies. And Somehow would be the choice here. I thought she showed really well first time up down in Nace when she was just outrunning the closing stages by Zabo. Of course, Mick Shannon's filly had the benefit of a previous run following a run down the field down in St. Cloud. So it was only fitness really that paid for the Fastnet Rock filly in the latter stages. Bound to be all the better for the run. She also goes really well on better ground and indeed at this time of year. Both of her two wins last season were in the early part of the campaign. She's reasonably drawn right in the middle of the course. And her previous form, when particularly beating Epsom Icon at the Curragh last season, certainly suggests she's up to winning a race of this nature. One or two other horses to mention as well quite favourably are Laganor from the Tony Martin stable. She was a money spinner for Connections last season. And even though Tony Martin has said in the paper this morning that she'll be all the better for the run, I'd expect her to at least run up to a reasonable standard. We've got also added into the mix Jessica Harrington's Beautiful Morning, having her first run for New Connections following a stint over in the UK, of course, with Luca Kamani. This horse, representing a stable that could do hardly anything wrong last season, would certainly have enough quality in what we saw when training in Newmarket to have every chance of plying her trade to a good level over in Ireland. So she's one worth noting for the future. But Somehow is the choice in the 3:35. On to the 4:05 then, which is again another mile one and half a furlong conditions contest for the three-year-old colts. And the one I really like here is Taj Mahal, representing the Aidan O'Brien stable. He was a useful two-year-old last season, but he only managed to win one race in eight. But he certainly started off this campaign in the best possible fashion by chasing home his stable companion and wildly impressive winner, Order of the Garter, of course, in the 2000 Guineas trial. The way that this horse finished off his race from the back end of the field suggests that it'll definitely benefit from going over beyond a mile and a quarter this season. And certainly Aidan O'Brien has wasted no time in doing that here this afternoon. Incidentally, comparing his sectional times and overall times on the same card as Brutal, that race came out miles, miles better than the one that Joe Lyons took part in. So I'd expect Taj Mahal to get the better of Brutal and post a decent markup for the rest of the season. On to the penultimate contest then, which is the 4:35. It's a mile handicap, 0-65 category. Pretty poor stuff here, it has to be said. Nothing that really jumps out of the page. Obviously, Keep Believing will be a strong contender here, considering that he's one of the only few horses who have actually won a race. And, of course, it came in pretty decisive fashion the other day down in Navan. So he's got to be respected. But the interesting runner here for me has got to be this Shawami from the Jessica Harrington stable, of course, now having her first run for Jessie, having been trained over in the UK by Mick Shannon. That run when second to Dabia, of course, at Newbury on the 16th of September reads incredibly well on paper compared to the level that she's taking on board here this afternoon. And it might well be that this filly by acclamation has just been dying to get on some better ground. All of her runs over in the UK came on soft ground, which might not have really helped her. She's drawn in stall one, and of course now she's in the Connections that own Special Tiara, who finished second to Altior yesterday, so they're very much used to instant success, and hopefully Jessica can provide them with it with this Shawami. On to the final contest then, and it's a real shame that Laburnum Park, the second reserve, doesn't get into this contest, because I do think he's a handicapper worth following this season. But in a wildly competitive race, I'll take a little bit of a chance on our jock with the first start for Albert Moriarty. Of course, this horse was formerly with Ado McGuinness, and he finally laid the ghost to rest on the all-weather during the winter after so many really unlucky and frustratingly close second and thirds in his previous about half a dozen races. He certainly deserved to get his head in front, and once he did, he got the taste of success. He certainly ran to a fair level thereafter. He's run even last time out behind Burn the Boats. Arborfield and Elusive Paris have been boosted by the winner and the third. They've both gone on to win subsequently. And drawn in right in the middle of the track at a track that he's gone well before, I'd expect our jock at the very least to run a nice race for each way punters in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. The bandwagon moves on to Monday, of course, bank holiday. And we're going to be taking a look at Nace's 8-race flat card there. So please do tune in for that. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.